French Creek Freddy is West Virginia's groundhog prophet. Back in 1978, Bill Vanscoy, the superintendent here at what used to be called the Game Farm, said a newspaper reporter called him the day before Groundhog Day and asked if they had a groundhog and if he had seen a shadow. So Mr. Vanscoy told the reporter whatever was appropriate to the weather that they were having. And then the reporter asked what the groundhog's name was. Mr. Vanscoy said the first thing that came into his mind, French Creek Freddy. That was 35 years ago. The Game Farm is now called the West Virginia Wildlife Center. French Creek Freddy lives here, but he was asleep when I visited, and one of his handlers explained that they don't like to disturb him before February 2nd. Kenny Hall has been the handler for French Creek Freddy for almost two decades.
I've been here for 24 years, and we've seen all different weather conditions throughout this thing. And this is on February 2nd. We kind of do it just to break up the long winter that has been, and we see the chance for early spring.
2 years ago, Kenny also took on a new role as the official French Creek mascot. That means he's the one who gets to wear the copper-toned groundhog costume. And of course, he also wears a giant black top hat. But for the real French Creek Freddy, Groundhog Day is, among other things, probably the most confusing day of the year.
I know one year he was really lively and he took out and ran over the pen, so we had to go get him and come back to the camera. He was camera shy to that, but we've seen a lot of different activities with when you're using a live animal and it's been just woken up for that day, you could see about anything.
For Groundhog Day, the center gives out free hot chocolate and cookies to the crowd. Judy Channel also works at the West Virginia Wildlife Center, and she helps organize the public event.
And the kids make posters, you know, we love Freddy, and you know, people are just really showing Freddy a lot of love, and so we want to provide them a good time and, you know, let them know they came for a reason.
What began in the 1970s as a sort of inside joke between the superintendent here and the media has turned into a major event for this small town.
Our attendance has gone up tremendously. Last year it was on a Sunday, and we had an attendance of over 400 people. We had some folks last year that traveled from Georgia. They had been to Punxsutawney to see Phil, and they were going to work their way around the country over the years to see the different groundhogs, and last year was their turn to come and see French Creek Freddy.
And it all leads me to ask this. Why do all these people travel here in the dead of winter to see a sleepy groundhog?
I think it's like Kenny said, you know, it's you go through Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that, you know, all that rush, and then it just kind of slows down, and you've got, you know, two and a half months of winter weather to look forward to. And I think Groundhog Day, it's just a good opportunity to get out regardless of what the weather is, you know, and then it's uplifting to know that, you know, if Freddy doesn't see a shadow, we had an early spring, so in 6 weeks you're going to see some better weather, you know, something to look forward to.
And while the tradition of Groundhog Day might seem silly, there is a biological reason why this tradition exists. This is a natural time when groundhogs usually begin to wake from their hibernation.
We have seen in the last week or so a groundhog out in the wild. So these ones that we've got in that real consistent temperature right now, they're probably still asleep, but in the next 2 or 3 days they'll wake up.
Every now and then, though, French Creek Freddy's biological clock is a little bit late.
If he is asleep, we will just pick him up, and that's only happened twice in the 22 years that I've been here.
French Creek Freddy and Punxsutawney Phil don't always agree. Last year, French Creek Freddy called for an early spring. Punxsutawney said 6 more weeks of winter. Who was right? That's still up for debate. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in French Creek.